Ireland, Italy, and France. I've seen the Royal Guard. But don't say I didn't warn you. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, gas and electric ranges and water heaters, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Ann O'Neill, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, where have you been? I thought you were going to give me a ride to the studio.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. I stopped to get a haircut, and guess what? I had a lady barber. Yeah, she wasn't bad, either. How do you like this cold wave on my sideburn?
Yeah, gee, women are taking over all men's jobs.
Yeah, men ought to take over the women's jobs. Of course, that won't be too easy. There's two things they can never accomplish.
What's that?
Twins.
You know something, Red?
What?
Women should stick to housework.
Oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is going to win them over right now.
That's what they're made for.
What?
Housework.
Yeah?
Have you ever noticed that a woman's fingers are just the right length to fit around a broomstick?
Yeah, and a man's fingers are just the right length to fit around a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Providence is wonderful, isn't it? We'll visit there someday. It's up in Rhode Island.
No kidding, Red. The girls are infiltrating into everything.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe someday we'll have a woman president.
Oh, that day'll never come. You can't get one of them to admit she's 36. But a woman president might not be a bad idea at that. At least you know what's going on in the government. You know how the women, they can't keep secrets. Yeah. I can just hear the newsboy yelling, "Extra, extra, read all about it. President just gave birth to twins." Can you imagine having lady doctors? You're dying, so you're laying there, and a nurse comes in, and she lays her head on your chest to listen to your heart. Who could die? Your temperature would jump up to 980. Oh, my. And then some congresswoman would walk out. She's staged a filibuster because some other congresswoman was wearing the same hat.
You know, it used to be a man's world once.
You kidding yourself? Women have always run things. The only man that had the world to himself was Adam.
Yeah, and he had asked for a wife.
Yeah. He took a ribbon on that, didn't he? There's nothing like good material. I sure wish we had some. You know, it's really getting to be something, though. They've got women bricklayers, contractors, bulldoze drivers. I even saw a woman ripping up the sidewalk. Of course, she was using her car to do it.
Yeah, and to think that most of the great men of history have been men.
Brilliant statement. I suppose you're going to say next that most of the great women were great women. Don't you feel like going out on a limb?
But a man should be boss in his own house.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I told my wife this morning. She had the nerve to ask me to wash the breakfast dishes, but I straightened her out, boy.
Bully for you.
I said, go take a nap, will you? Yeah.
I said, bully for you. A family fight, huh?
No. Oh.
I bet that's why you forgot to pick me up.
No, I had to finish drying the cups and saucers.
You know, we got to stop this trend, Red. It all starts in the home. Wives tell her husbands what to do, and now they want to branch out.
Yeah.
We got to put a stop to it, and I know how.
How? What are you going to do?
Show you.
Nothing that's drastic now.
Hello?
Watch it now, boy.
Hello?
Watch it, boy. Watch it, boy. Watch it.
This is Rod. Rod, your husband.
That's telling her.
You know, the guy that washes the dishes every night. That's right. Well, look, I'm going to stay out with the boys and play cards tonight, and I don't know when I'll get home. Sometime this week, maybe. Want to make something of it? Okay.
Even got the nickel back. Now, let me call my wife. There's the prefix. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, operator. I'm sorry. My 3 minutes are up.
Come on, make that call.
I'll make the call. I'll show her who's boss around my place. Hello, honey? I call her honey because when I married her, I got stung. Hello, it's me. Look. Me. Yeah, Red. Yeah. Wait a minute. There's people here now. Wait a minute. Look, I'll vacuum just as soon as I get home. Yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Stop staring at me, Rod. Gee. You know where I could buy a skirt on the way home? Now, look, don't start that stopwatch until I hang up, will you? Okay. Get ready. Go!
Chicken.
I think she was ready for me.
Yeah. You let your wife tell you off that way?
That wasn't my wife. That was my 4-year-old daughter, Valentina.
The Smith Twins will sing the popular song, Out of Breath.
To one little kiss. Who'd have thought I'd be caught with a feeling like this? I stood in the happiest pain, dancing in the darkest pain. Out of sight, never be out of sight. In my arms, fill up every night. My heart is palpitating so much it breaks. You touch me, and I quiver and quake. And ever since we're dating, I shiver and shake. What a sigh, I love you, though I try, no can do. Out of breath over you. Out of breath after one little kiss. Who'd have thought I'd be caught with a feeling like this? I'm standing in the happiest days, dancing in the darkest days. Out of sight, never be out of sight. In my arms, curl up every night. My heart is palpitating, so much it'll break. You touch me, I quiver and quake. And ever since we're dating, I shiver and shake. What a sigh out of you, though I try, no can do. I'm out of breath.
Time out for a minute while I tell you about a new kind of gas range that's really revolutionary. It's so simple and so safe. It's the new Nord self-starter gas range. Electricity lights the gas. Works just like the cigarette lighter in your car, only faster. You just press a button and a tiny electric coil ignites the flame. Do you realize what that means? No more matches, of course. And no constantly burning pilot light to up your gas bills. Or worse still, to go out. No, sir, all the top burners and even the oven of the Nord self-starter gas range light safely, instantly, with electricity that's on only when you need it. This one feature alone is so outstanding that it won this year's National Home Safety Award. But Norge doesn't stop at one outstanding feature. Everything Norge makes right. The new Norge self-starter has an extra roomy balanced heat oven with a lighted picture window so you can see what's cooking without opening the door. It has the famous spiralator burners that cook faster with less gas. But why not go see the Norge self-starter gas range at your local dealers? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled, Women Are Ruling the World. Chapter 1 is captioned, Beauty versus Brawn, starring that punch-drunk prize fighter, Cauliflower McHugh.
Boy, there's nothing like a gymnasium to pep you up.
Open.
Think I'll go put on my gym suit and see if I can challenge anyone to a couple of rounds. Oh, there's that punchy fighter who's always hearing birds and bells. He's just climbing into the ring.
Hey, Cauliflower, what's up?
I'm over the hill. What am I doing? Who is it? Who is it? Keep talking. I'll find you.
What's up? Huh?
I said, what's up?
Me, but not for long. Hey, you're just in time to watch me rehearse for my fight on television tonight.
Why do you have to rehearse? Isn't boxing on the up and up?
Well, with me, it's usually down and out. Oh, boy, a flock of them flew over that time. You know, it couldn't, so I have to rehearse my fight, you see, so the guys with the stretchers won't miss their cues and carry me out of the ring too soon, you see. You never know. Now, you take my fight in Tarzana last week. I wish you would.
What happened?
You missed it?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had, boy.
Well, I was actually there, but I had to leave before it was over.
Well, that's funny, I didn't see. Oh, a flamingo! I didn't see. I was sitting right there in the third row.
Well, I thought you were fighting.
I was fighting, only I'm following my manager's instruction. He told me to keep away from the other guy.
Yeah?
Well, I figured the third row is a safe distance. I gotta watch that. Trainer of mine, that guy's really punchy, this guy.
What do you mean?
He said to me last night, he said, I want you to lay down in the second round.
Yeah?
Yeah. I never went that distance. See, I never fight close. That's my style, you see. Mm-hmm. Boy, is that what a scrap that was, though. One punch and that bum fell flat on his back. He fainted when my nose started to bleed.
Well, did you win?
What, guy?
I say, did you win?
Win? What did that mean?
Win.
Can't wait to come to the train. Why, them things really go by fast,
don't they?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. I would have won except for the referee. See, he was crooked. Well, he was the crookedest note on my face.
What makes you say he was crooked?
We did everything possible to help the other guy win. Like, kept telling him when I was hiding under the canvas. Tattletail. Oh, they're going back to Capistrano early, aren't they? Listen to that, would you?
Yeah, what?
Now, who would have an alarm clock go off at this time of the day? Get it off, it's driving me nuts.
I don't hear any alarm clock.
What's that?
I said, I don't hear any alarm clock.
Boy, I hope I never get it punched in you. You don't hear an alarm clock?
No, I don't hear any alarm clock.
Okay, don't take my word for it. Let the poor sucker oversleep. The canaries are going to wake him up sooner or later anyhow.
Cauliflower,
yeah.
You're punch happy.
Punch happy. You think I'm coming apart at the seams, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You should see that guy I room with. Oh, that poor sucker. I tell you, that Rattler, he's really gone. Really got long hair, beautiful robe.
Yeah.
He's always climbing in a tree outside of our window, picking oranges.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no tree outside that window. I know, I fell out of it yesterday. Almost broke them bird eggs I found in the nest up in the tree.
Look, Cauliflower, I thought you were going to rehearse for your fight on television. Where's your opponent?
He comes now, right now, the one that I think I can take. Hey, Slugger, come here, will you?
Hello there, Cauliflower.
Oh, Cauliflower, you're not going to fight an old lady like that, are you?
Yeah, this is a return match. He knocked me out the last time we fought, you see.
Oh, I'm ready any time you are, you bum.
Don't let her fool you, boy. Don't let her look fool you, you know. She was the hankyweight championship. She won the hankyweight championship of the whack during Bull Run. Is that right, Grandma?
Yes, that's right, Cauliflower. And I train on nothing but Lydia Pinkham.
Cauliflower, I'm not letting...
Boy, I hope I never get that punchy. It's right there. All you gotta do is win it.
Okay. Cauliflower, I'm not let you.
You keep on, I'm not gonna let you either.
Keep on.
It's all right.
I'm not gonna let you go through with this. It's unfair.
Yes?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I spoke too soon. Maybe I ought to make her tie one hand behind her back, huh? Uh-oh. Here comes the referee. Here comes the ref.
All right. Both fighters come on out in the center of the ring for instructions.
Okay. Well, hello, Ethel.
Hi, Slugger. You feel in shape?
Well, I've got a touch of rheumatism, but I think I can take this bum.
Sure you can. Want me to hold your hearing aid?
Hey, you two know each other?
Of course. Slugger's my mother. What's it to you?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to be sure this fight was on the up and up.
You both know the rules. Go back to your corners and wait for the bell.
Cauliflower, you're not going to hit that sweet little old lady, are you?
I never hit anybody in a fight yet. Why should I start now? Here, answer the phone, will you? Answer the phone. Probably the hospital calling to see if it's time to send the ambulance over.
There's the bell. Now, go ahead, Cauliflower.
I didn't hear nothing. But I'll take your word for it. Get ready to catch me.
Oh, I wish my grandchildren were here to see this.
Cauliflower, cover up. Cover up.
Well, I'm covered up. I got my trunk over my head now.
Two,
come on now,
three.
Hey, what are you counting for? I ain't down.
No, but you will be by the time I get to 10. 4, 5, 6.
Watch out now, watch out.
Hit him, Mother.
Watch out now.
Make him stand still.
Ooh.
Whee! Right on the button.
Cauliflower, get up, get up.
I can't. These anvils I got in my gloves are too heavy.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Out! The winner! Slugger Zolpe!
It was quicker today. Well, back to my needle point.
Cauliflower, are you hurt bad?
I think she broke every bell in my head.
I thought you were going to knock her out of the ring.
Well, you see, she's new at this game, so I thought I'd show her how it's done first.
Now Dave Rose and his orchestra will play one of Cole Porter's most popular numbers, Just One of Those Things. now Jane Masters, who's co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department, has a cooking hint for the family homemaker.
One of the questions women often ask me is, what's the difference between hard-boiled and hard-cooked eggs? Eggs should never be boiled because it makes them tough. They should be hard-cooked by simmering them just below the boiling point. And by the way, if you'll simmer them for only 15 minutes, then cool them quickly in cold water, they'll never have those ugly dark circles around the yolks.
Aha, that's where the electric timer on the Nord self-starter gas range comes in handy. You can set it to ring when your 15 minutes is up.
Yes. And Rod, since we're talking about simmering foods, I think you should mention the click simmer safety valves on the new Nord.
Ah, good point. With Nord, you get any heat you want instantly from a slow simmer to a fast boil. And the famous spirulator burners that are exclusive with Norge focus the heat like a spotlight under any size pan. The flame never spills over the sides to smudge your pans. Foods cook faster and more evenly. And it really saves gas. But look, why don't you just go see this new Norge self-starter gas range? Electricity lights the gas. The Norge self-starter is so safe and so thrifty that it won this year's National Home Safety Award. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Our third chapter on Women Ruling the World is about a lady driver who didn't miss Willie Lump Lump. Oh, there's been an accident. Gee, here's the guy wrapped around this fire plug. It's Willie Lump Lump. Willie, are you hurt?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, how did it happen?
How did what happen?
The accident.
Oh, you've met my wife?
No, somebody ran over you, don't you remember?
Look, I never was one for details, and I'm not going to tell you a thing, fat boy. You know why?
Why?
Because you just don't look right to me. You just don't look right. I've seen a lot of busybodies in my day, but you just don't look right to me.
Willie.
Let me repeat. You just don't look right.
Willie.
I ain't through yet.
Oh.
You just don't look right.
Willie, are you sure you're all right?
Yeah.
I don't like that vacant look in your eyes.
No.
You know, you might have amnesia.
I never took the stuff in my life. And if it comes in pinch bottles, I got that all right.
No, no, amnesia is a loss of memory.
Well, believe me, then it comes in a pinch bottle.
Can you remember anything that happened before the car hit you?
Yeah, I was just crawling along minding my own business. Yeah.
Well, do you remember where you were last night?
I haven't got the faintest idea. But if you really must know, you can go down to the police station and read the blotter. I was so saturated that they picked me up with a blotter. I must have had a lot of fun, they tell me. I must have had a lot of fun. They find me enough, I know that.
Well, I know what's wrong with you, and it isn't amnesia.
What's that?
Willie, how can you stash away so much?
Would you believe it? Until I was a little boy, 3 years old, I didn't know that this stuff existed. But then one day, somebody spiked my pablum, and I was a goner.
Does your wife like you to drink?
My wife don't like me, period. She's always telling me how she could have married somebody better, somebody with a better job than I got.
What kind of job have you got?
Well, it don't pay much, you see.
Willie, what kind of a job is it?
The hours are good, though. The
Answer
hours.
My question, Willie. What's your job?
You couldn't ask for a better working condition, I'll tell you that.
Willie, what's your job?
I am unemployed.
Hey, Willie, look at that woman coming this way. She sure is mad about something.
That's that woman driver that ran over me.
No! Caught up with you. You hit and run pedestrian. Thought you could get away from the scene of the accident, huh?
Look, lady, I was...
Oh, yes, you were. You should see my fender dancing it this long. And it's all your fault. You didn't give a signal or anything, you communist. A woman isn't safe driving on the street anymore without some man getting in her way.
Look,
joking.
You'll have to bite my head off, and believe me, your mouth is big enough to do it.
Go on, hit me, you brute.
Anything to please a lady.
Hey, Willie, don't.
You had no business on the sidewalk at all. Why didn't you...
Got a better part tonight,
guy. Why didn't you walk in the street where you'd be safe?
Oh, shut up. I'm sick and tired of them. Do this. It was a woman that made me what I am today. A married man. So help me, I will get her if it's the last thing I do.
Calm down, will you? That's the police.
Yes, the police.
Sure, the policeman.
Police should know about this weasel.
Yes.
All right. What's going on here?
I'm a dead duck. A woman officer. How romantic.
Officer, I want this masher arrested. What's the trouble, dearie?
I'll tell you what the trouble is,
officer. Nobody's talking to you, you bum.
Let's hear your story, dearie.
Well, I signaled for a left turn, then changed my mind and signaled for a right turn. Then I put the car in reverse.
That makes sense.
Then I decided to take a shortcut down the sidewalk because there were too many reckless man drivers fluttering up the street. Well, this weasel here was a hog in the sidewalk, and I was late getting to the beauty parlor, so in order to avoid an accident, I just ran over him.
So, you were hogging the sidewalk, eh, Bloodshot?
So all I did was stop on the sidewalk to fix a flat in my head.
You tell it to the judge, Miss O'Reilly.
The judge is a woman?
Yes. I'm running in. Come on, Superman.
So help me, I will see my lawyer. He will get me out of this.
Into the patrol wagon with
you. I demand to see my lawyer, Frank Belcher. You can't throw me in. I want to see... Frank, what are you doing wearing those handcuffs?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And this is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.
This is CBS Radio Network.